Hallelujah, praise and thank God we can gather here once again from a busy schedule for the whole week to come to worship the true and living God.
感谢神在我们忙碌的一个礼拜生活当中，我们能够在这里来敬拜这位活生生的神。
We know that our spiritual convocation is coming up.
我们知道这灵恩布道会就快到了。
Praise and thank God this time we have Deacon Guo going to come to help us with the holy work.
这一次有郭执事会来帮助我们的圣工。
And we know one of the most important things we must do in church is evangelism.
我们知道这个教会最重要的事情就是要传福音。
That's why for the last couple of years, the USGA is truly focusing on how to evangelize.
所以在过去几年，美国的总会一直在注重怎样子来做传福音的工作。
Because for many years now, we have not grown at all as a church.
因为在多年来整体的教会成长力非常的少。
For example, maybe there's 100 people newly baptized every single year.
比方说这个一年大概有100人受洗。
But on the reverse side, we probably lose more than 100 people also every year.
但是呢，在另外一方面来讲，我们教会流失了比100个人还多的这个成员信徒。
So this means every single year we pretty much stay in the same status quo.
所以事实上我们每年成长率几乎是等于零。
So that's why the GA truly want to stress on evangelism.
所以这个美国总会呢一直在着重这个人布道的事。
And we know a couple of weeks ago we also had a district meeting here in Northern California.
在几个礼拜之前在北加州也有这个区的会议。
And we also stress on evangelism.
我们也是在强调这个传福音的工作。
Because for the last several years, very few people baptized in these four churches.
因为在四个教会在几年来很少人受洗。
So that's why even this year, we also going to plan a Hosanna outreach.
所以在今年呢，我们也要做一个Hosanna的这个outreach的工作。
And we also plan to spend some money on mass mailing to different people, different community.
我们也希望能够说多多的寄出我们教会的资料，叫到这个别的社区去。
So we must continue to focus on evangelism.
所以我们必须要再着重这个布道的工作。
Let's end book of Mark chapter 16.
我们打开马可福音的第16章。
The book of Mark chapter 16.
马可福音的第16章。
16 verse 15.
16章的第15节。
16 verse 15.
16章15节。
And he said to them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
他又对他们说，你们往普天下去，传福音给万民听。
So we know this is the great commission that Lord Jesus Christ has given to us.
这个是主耶稣他给我们这个大的使命。
That is for us to go and preach the gospel to every creature.
就是我们要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
But why, even though now we want to go out and preach the gospel?
那么为什么现在我们还要出去传福音呢？
But it seems so difficult for us.
好像这工作非常的艰难。
I think one of the main reasons is that we don't make evangelism to be a personal task.
主要的就是我们没有把传福音的事情当作个人的事。
So in other words, deep down inside our heart, we know as a church we need to go to evangelize.
所以呢，在我们心里头，我们知道这个教会是要出去传福音。
But individually, we think that other people can evangelize, but not us.
但是常常个人会觉得说别人应该做这传福音的工作，而不是轮到我。
So that's why we need to make evangelism to be personal.
所以呢，我们要把这个传福音的工作当做个人的事。
Because we know anything that we do in life.
因为每一样事情，我们在这个整个生命在做的事情中。
If we make into a personal goal, and then for sure we can be able to focus much better.
若是我们把它当做一个个人的目标的话，那我们可以这个专心的在做这件事情。
For example, if we have to clean this chapel.
比方说我们要整理这个会堂。
And then if we're just part of the team, and we're not the team leader, and then of course we will not do as diligent as the team leader who's leading the whole group to clean the chapel.
若是我们只有做这个成员，这个团队当中一个成员，但是呢，我们不是像这个领导这样子认真的做的话呢，那我们还是完成不了工作。
Even at work is the same thing.
所以这工作是一样的。
We know if we have to lead a project, we'd be really focused on it and we really do our best to be able to do a good job, a great job in that project.
我们在做一个这个专案的时候，都是我们专注的去做。
So it's no difference when it comes to evangelism.
那么这样子呢，谈到这个传福音的工作也是一样。
When our Lord Jesus Christ tells us, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
所以主耶稣在这里说，你们要往普天下去传福音给万民听。
This means Woody need to go out and preach the gospel.
那么这样子就说，传道Woody要出去传福音。
This means Uncle Sam need to go out and preach the gospel.
那么这个刘弟兄也要出去传福音。
So we have to make it a personal goal for us to for ourselves to reach.
所以我们要把这个传福音当做个人的这个工作，那么专心的去做。
Because if you don't make it as a personal goal for us to evangelize, then of course our heart will not burn with zeal to go out there and preach the gospel.
如果说没有把这传福音当作是个人的本分的话，那我们不会尽责任的去好好的做完这个工作。
But how do we know when we make evangelism personal?
那我们怎么把这传福音当作自己的本事呢？
Of course, it's always good to speak to the public when we evangelize.
当然，比方说这个对前提的观众来讲道，好像是一个很好的事。
Just like a Lord Jesus Christ, he speak to many people in public.
就好像在公共的场合，主耶稣向整体的群众来讲道。
But he also did many personal evangelism.
但是除此之外，主耶稣也做很多个人的这个工作。
Just like when he talked to Simon Andrew.
就好像彼得，主耶稣跟这个西门，这个安德烈传福音一样。
Just like when he talked to Nathaniel.
或者是主耶稣向这个拿但业来传福音一样。
Just like when he talked to the Samaritan woman.
或者是向这个拿撒勒的这个妇人。 传福音也是一样。
There's many examples that Lord Jesus Christ did personal evangelism.
所以很多事情，就主耶稣，他说，做的这个个人布道的事。
And the same thing for the apostles.
对这个使徒也是一样。
We know Peter and the 11 apostles stood up and speak in front of many people.
比方说这个彼得跟11个使徒，他们站起来，向这个前体的这个以色列人讲道。
But at the same time, Peter also spoke to the household of Cornelius.
但是彼得也到哥尼流一家去，跟这个外邦人的传福音。
And this personal evangelism.
那么这就是个人的布道。
So we must be able to have this goal inside our hearts.
所以我们必须要把这个事情在心里。
Every single year, every single one of us must bring at least one friend to church.
这每一年我们至少要带一个朋友来教会。
And this is the goal we want to set for ourselves.
那么这就是我们必须要定的目标。
But how do we know that evangelism that we have make it to be a personal goal?
那我们怎么把这个传福音当作一个个人的事呢？
Let's see the book of Matthew chapter 9.
我们看这个马太福音的第九章。
The book of Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Verse 35 and verse 36.
第35节跟36节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 35.
第九章35节。
Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people, verse 36. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered, like sheep having no shepherd. So we know that our Lord Jesus Christ take evangelism to be very personal.
可见主耶稣把这个传福音当作是个人的事。
How do we know that?
那我们怎么知道呢？
At first he said he went about to every city and villages to teach and preach the gospel of the kingdom.
首先35节说主耶稣他走遍了各城各乡，那么在各处来传讲神的福音。
So because of this, God was with him.
所以这样子神与他同在。
Of course he himself is God.
当然主耶稣他本身就是神。
So that's why he be able to heal every sickness and every disease among the people.
所以因为这样子他又医治了各样的病症。
So the same thing for us.
对我们也是一样。
If we have this kind of zeal to go out and preach the gospel,
若是我们这样有这样的热心，愿意出去传神国的福音，
for sure God will be with us.
当然神会与我们同在。
He will give us the power to heal the people who are sick.
他会给我们权柄，使这个病人得到医治。
But how did our Lord Jesus Christ have this kind of motivation?
那主耶稣为什么有这样的一个传福音的动力呢？
And verse 36 says, But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
36节，因为他看许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
So this is what motivated our Lord Jesus Christ to go and preach the gospel.
那么这个就是主耶稣有这个心，他要出去传福音。
Because the love that he had for mankind.
因为他对人类的这个爱心。Because
in the time when he lifts his eyes, he sees all this multitude.
因为主耶稣有这个爱心，那么他看这个全体的人。
They just like sheep without shepherd.
说他们是困苦流离，如羊没有牧人。
They just like sheep who weary and scattered.
而且是困苦流离的。
So because of this, he wanted to bring them the best thing that he had, that is the gospel of peace.
所以主耶稣要带给他们最好的，那么就是福音。
So we must make evangelism to be personal.
所以我们要把这传福音当作个人的事。
The one way is to be able to love the soul of other people.
首先呢，就是我们有爱的灵魂的心。
We know we are the true church of God.
我们知道我们是神的真教会。
Beside our church, no other church can be saved.
那么除我们教会之外，别的教会不能得救。
Even though this is an honor for every single one of us.
那么这世上对我们来讲是好像我们的福利。
It's a great task for every single one of us.
除了这个尊荣之外，也是大家这个很大的一个责任。
If we do not go out and preach the gospel.
如果我们不出去传福音的话。
And then who else is going to go and preach the gospel and save souls?
那么到底谁要出去传福音来救灵魂呢？
But sometimes because we don't have the love for other people outside.
但是有时候我们这没有对人这个慈悲怜悯的心肠。
Because of this, we truly cannot see that their soul will suffer in Hades if they don't come to get baptized.
所以我们就看不出，若是这些人他们不来信主得救的话呢，他们灵魂就会在阴间受苦了。
But of course, sometimes we ask ourselves this question.
有时候我们问自己这问题。
I mean, why do we have to care about other people's soul?
为什么要关心别人的灵魂的事呢？
It's already difficult enough for ourselves to save our own family.
好像我们要救自己的家人就已经很难了。
So if we feel like this, we must pray more to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以因为这样子，我们要多向主耶稣来祷告。
And ask him to fill his love inside our hearts.
求主耶稣把他的爱来充满在我们的心。
I remember when I first came to Christ.
我还记得当我来信主的时候。
Truly, my heart was burned with zeal to preach the gospel.
那时候我的心就是充满了要传这个福音的热忱。
Because there are times I remember that when I walk outside, when I see people, I would shed tears.
我还记得当时候我只要走出去，那么看到别人我就心里头会掉眼泪。
The reason I shed tears because I feel like wow, we are so blessed among people.
我会掉眼泪，因为我觉得说我们是多么蒙福的人。
And all these people they have nobody.
但是这些外面的人他们没有什么指望。
Especially my good friends.
尤其是我的好朋友。
Of course, from outwardly they are good people.
这个外表看起来他们是好人。
And they want, for sure, they want to find the way to true salvation.
那么当然他们也找到一个真正得救的道路。
But they cannot find it.
但是他们找不到。
So that's why during that time I was very zealous to go out and preach the gospel.
所以那时候我很热心，我要出去传福音。
But after a while,
但是经过一段时间之后，
you just feel after preaching, you become so tired.
这个你一直传福音，那后来你觉得好像是个精力耗尽一样。
And for me, the reason I feel like this is because I lack of love for mankind.
那为什么会觉得这样子呢？就是因为我还是缺乏这个爱人这个慈悲怜悯的心肠。
And I do not love people's soul that's who are out there without Christ.
我没有爱别人的灵魂要带他们来归主。
So we must make evangelism become personal to every single one of us.
所以我们每一个人要把这传福音的事情当作个人的事。
So when we walk out there, we see a person, we know that their soul will go to Hades if we don't preach the gospel to them.
所以我们出去的时候我们觉得说这个人都不信主的话呢，至终他的灵魂要下到阴间。
Because God has granted us a great power.
因为神他给我们一个很大的权柄。
If you go to Matthew chapter 10 verse 28,
我们看马太福音第十章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 28,
十章二十八节。
And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. But
Matthew chapter 10
verse 28, sorry.
Verse 28.
And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both souls and body in hell.
他说那杀身体不能杀灵魂的不要怕他们，唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，那么正要怕他们。
Of course, this talk about Lord Jesus Christ.
当然这就提到主耶稣基督。
That our Lord Jesus Christ not only can kill the body but also can kill the soul.
主耶稣不仅能够把身体连灵魂都可以 都杀了。
But not only can kill body and soul but also can put them to hell.
不仅是杀了是灵魂这个灵魂身体，而且也可以把他们灭在这个地狱里头。
But indirectly we also have this power.
那么间接的我们也是有这个权柄。
If we don't go out and preach the gospel,
如果是我们不出去传福音的话，
This means indirectly we allow their body and the people's soul to go to hell.
就是说间接的我们就允许让别人的身体灵魂都灭在阴间里头。
But if we go out and preach the gospel,
但是我们若是传福音的话，
And it's the power we have that can bring their body and their soul into the heavenly kingdom.
那我们有这个权柄把他们身体跟灵魂都带进神的国里头。
Truly, this is a great task for every single one of us.
那么这个对我们每一个人来讲是一个很大的责任。
But we cannot lose heart.
但是呢我们不要失去信心。
We must continue to preach the gospel.
我们要继续的传扬福音。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好像主耶稣一样。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 10.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Chapter 10 verse 1.
10章第一节,
chapter 10, verse 1.
10章的第一节,
and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over clean spirit to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease.
所以耶稣叫了十二个门徒来给他们权柄能够赶逐污鬼,
so we know that during his time, our Lord Jesus Christ, he knew he loved people so.
这个我们可见主耶稣这个时候他真是爱别人的灵魂
and then he take the initiative for him he must send more workers to go out
那么主耶稣他采取主动而且他知道他要送出更多的工人
but for he himself he know he come to earth for 33 years just to die for us and just to preach the gospel that was his goal
主耶稣知道在33年的生涯当中 他主要的就是要传福音而且要被钉死在十字架上
so in other words if we truly make evangelism to be personal
所以我们都是把真的把传福音 当作个人的事的话
we must gather one another
那我们就会 大家彼此聚集
and try to plan what is the best way to go out to evangelize
而且大家好的计划 到底怎样子才是最有效的 出外传福音
and every single one of us must take charge
那每一个人我们都要尽责任
just like our Lord Jesus Christ during this time
就好像主耶稣在这里所做的
of course he himself was sent to preach the gospel
主耶稣 他 被送出去传福音
because of this he also sent his disciples go out and preach the gospel
主耶稣也送这个门徒出去传福音
So like nowadays, our Lord Jesus Christ is sending us out to preach the gospel.
就像今天主耶稣送我们出去传福音一样。
Just like when he gave them the power over unclean spirit, he also will give us the power over unclean spirit also.
主耶稣当时给门徒权柄能够赶出污鬼医治各样的病症 今天给我们一样的权柄。
And to heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases.
就是能够医治各样的病症。
If we truly make evangelism to be personal, our Lord Jesus Christ will give us this kind of power.
若是我们真把传福音当作个人的工作的话, 那么主耶稣一定会给我们权柄, 能够这个赶鬼, 而且医治各样疾病。
Because he knows if he sent us out there.
因为主耶稣知道, 若是把我们差送出去,
he must give us the power to work with the people.
那么他一定要给我们权柄, 我们才能够做事。
So, and also, let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
我们看马太福音的第九章
37 and 38
37节跟
Matthew chapter 9 37 38
马太福音第九章 37节跟
Then he said to his disciples The harvest truly is plentiful But the laborers are few Verse 38
38节
Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest To send out laborers into the harvest
所以对门徒说要收的庄稼多所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼
And during the time of Lord Jesus Christ, he knew that the harvest is truly plentiful.
主耶稣知道当时候要收的庄稼很多
But the laborers will be few.
但是做工的人确实很少
It's no difference nowadays than our time.
我们这个时代跟主耶稣时代是一样的
There's so many souls out there are lost
这个外面有这么多世上的灵魂
There's so many souls out there that need to be saved
这么多世上的灵魂要得救
But those of us who go out and evangelize very few
但是呢我们要出去 这个做传福音工作人其实很少
And why is this?
为什么这样子呢?
Because most of the time because we do not pray the Lord enough
因为很多时候我们没有做足够的祷告
But if we pray the Lord and to send more laborers to gather the harvest
我们若是向主祷告祈求他送工人出去的话
Look at in the history of TJC in America
我们看这个整个真耶稣教会在美国
I think Hawaii they start about 1950 something
这个夏威夷教会是1957年成立
And in the mainland we start 1972
我们这个美洲大陆是1972年开始
And how many full-time ministers really been ordained for all those years?
那么在这几年当中有多少这个案子的前时间传道?
Maybe only 6 or 7
大概只有6个到7个
So for all those years, so many few people come out to serve God
所以这么多年来很少的人愿意出来做全职的传道
So that's why you can see most of the pastors they just go everywhere to preach the gospel.
所以在今天那个全职的传道他们被送到各个地方去传福音的工作
And you see, I myself hardly see you guys here.
就好像我自己本身也很难得在本会看到弟兄姐妹
And how effective can I be if I hear only once a month or twice a month at most.
那若是我只有一个月，只有在这一次两次，那我怎么能够这个有效的来做这个牧会的工作呢？
So we must continue to pray.
所以我们要继续的祷告。
Of course, when God send out people, doesn't mean they need to be full-time ministers.
这个神要派遣差人出去，不见得说他们要全职的传道。
But rather move our heart to do what we need to do for evangelism in local churches.
但是重要的就是求神感动我们的心，让我们在这个地方上。 要做这个传福音的工作
Because the harvest is truly plentiful
因为这个要收的庄稼的确是很多
But the workers are very few
但是做工的人确实很少
So why, another reason, why don't we just come out to preach the gospel?
为什么我们不就这样出来传福音呢?
Every time we see people on the street and we meet them, do we preach the gospel? Do we take the opportunity to save their soul?
我们在街上遇到人 我们是不是找机会跟他们传福音?
Of course, maybe some of us do that
有些人会这样做
But most of us, we do not do it
但是大多数的人不会做
If that's the case, we have not done our job
那都是这个情况 我们就是没有尽自己的责任
Even though maybe some of us, we feel we don't have the gift to evangelize
虽然有些人觉得说我没有这个传福音的恩赐
But to speak God's grace, speak God's mercy, this is also part of evangelism
但是呢，只要提到这个神他的恩典 他的救恩的话，那么这也是这个传福音的工作。
Same way in our workplace.
那么在我们工作的地方也是一样。
Of course, even though many workplace, you should not speak about religious things that can pertaining religious stuff.
因为我们知道在工作场合，我们是不应该提到这个个人信仰的事。
But every co-worker should know that we are Christian.
但是至少应该让我们的同事都知道我们是基督徒。
And we know that many people, include our co-workers, they feel empty, they feel sorrow. So if we are Christian and we really know how to comfort them, this is also part of evangelism.
那我们也知道在我们同事当中有很多人他们内心是个悲伤痛苦，若是我们知道他们的需要，我们当然会把福音传给他们。
Let's read the book of John chapter 4.
我们看耶和华的第四章。
John chapter 4.
耶和华的第四章。
Verse 34.
第34节。
4:34. Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
主耶稣说我的食物就是遵循差我来者的旨意而且做成他的工。
So during this time, the disciple went into town to get some food.
这个时候主耶稣的门徒他们到这个城里头要买些食物。
But when they came back, they saw Jesus Christ talking to a Samaritan woman.
但是呢他们回来看见主耶稣跟一个撒玛利亚的妇人谈道。
And all they think about, of course, about food because they were hungry.
主耶稣那时候他的门徒只有想到这个买食物，因为他们饿了。And that's
why they also talked to Jesus Christ also about food.
所以他们问主耶稣的事也是有关于食物的事。And
for sure, Jesus Christ was tired. And he was also was hungry.
当时候主耶稣他一定是疲倦了，他也是饿了。So,
but he said, "I have food to eat, and which you do not know."
但是主耶稣却回答说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”And
then verse 34 says, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work."
接着在34节，主耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵循差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”And
that's why we know that Jesus Christ make evangelism to be very personal.
所以可见主耶稣把传福音的工作当做个人的事。
That means the thing that fulfills him the most is to preach the gospel.
所以对主耶稣来讲，能够传福音，就是使他最能够得到满足的事。
So we also must feel his sense of purpose.
所以我们也应该知道这里面重要的这个目的是什么。
That God have chosen us to preach the gospel.
是就神他拣选了我们要来传福音的工作。
So we continue to do this.
所以若是我们这样继续做。
For sure, God will be with us.
当然神会与我们同在。
Because this is according to his will.
因为这是根据他的旨意
Because a lot of time when we talk about If you seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness first And then everything will be added to us
因为我们常常想到说若是先寻求神的国神的义那我们所要的都会得到
And a lot of time when we talk about seeking the kingdom of God We seek things for ourselves
那么我们提到说要追求神的国常常有时我们找的是自己的事做的自己的事
Pray for ourselves is good
当然为自己祷告是好的
to read the Bible for ourselves is good
这个自己读经也是好的
Because both of those are God's will
因为这都是神的旨意的部分
But we also have to know that for us to seek the kingdom of God and righteousness first It means we have to go out also to preach the gospel
但是要寻求神的国跟神的义 意思就是 除我们自己之外我们也要出去传福音
Because this is also God's will
因为这也是神的旨意
So we cannot limit you know, our ideas and our seeking kingdom of God only for ourselves, but also to help other people.
所以我们不只是这个为自己来寻求神的国神的义，我们也要为别人来做。
So we want to have to make evangelism to be personal.
所以我们要把这传福音的工作当做个人的事。
We must have love for the lost soul.
我们对这世上的灵魂要有爱心。
We must continue to pray for God to send out laborers.
我们要继续向主祷告，求主耶稣来差遣工人出去。
But we ourselves must take action.
我们自己本身要采取行动。
Because we must have the kind of sense of purpose that God gives the task to go out there and preach the gospel.
我们要知道，这个主耶稣拣选我们，就是要让我们出去能够传福音。
Because many of us are so blessed.
我们大家都很得福。
Because every single day when we kneel down to pray, when we read the Bible, we feel the love of God manifest inside of us.
因为每天我们读经，跪下祷告，这个神，他的旨意向我们显明。
And this is very special.
这是很特殊的事。
Because it's so special, we must want to go out there and preach the gospel.
因为这样子说，我们要出去传福音。
Let's go to John chapter 15.
我们看《宴会》的第十五章。
The book of John chapter 15.
宴会》的第十五章。
John chapter 15, verse 9.
宴会》十五章的第九节。
As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
他说我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
How can we make evangelism to be personal?
我们怎么把这个传福音工作当作个人的事呢？
For those of us who have received the love of God.
就是我们那些能够体验到主耶稣的爱的。
Just like Jesus said here, and as the Father loved me, I also have loved you.
就主耶稣所说的说，这个父爱我，就好像我爱你们一样。
So in other words, as our Lord Jesus Christ have loved us.
所以主耶稣真的爱我们。
We also must love others.
因为爱我们，所以我们爱别人。
And the only way for us to show that is to save their soul from everlasting hell.
那么要爱别人的话呢，就是要救人的灵魂免自己死亡。
If we go out and preach the gospel.
因为我们若是出去传福音的话。
We will show the love of the Heavenly Father that we have inside of us.
我们可以表现出，就是神爱我们的爱，在我们内心里头可以表现出来。
If they abide in His love.
若是我们只住在主的爱里头的话。
We also will abide with them.
主也会住在我们心里头。
Just think of all the people we work with.
就想到这个我们跟那些一起同事工作的人。
Just think of all the people we encounter every single day.
或者是每天我们所接触的这些人。
Actually, their life is very sorrowful.
事实上他们的生活是很悲哀的。
That's why sometimes when my wife and I just sit together and we just talk about the people we know.
所以有时候我跟我太太坐在一起，我们就提到我们所认识的这些人。
Actually, we can sit all day crying for them.
事实上我们可以每天为他们来哭。
Because almost every single one of them have no peace, have no joy.
因为每一个我们所提到的，他们心里头都没有平安喜乐。
And so many of them is on the edge, on the edge of their life. They just really don't feel like living anymore.
也有很多人，他们是遭遇到很多的困难，连这个活下去的勇气都没有。
So we must have this kind of love inside our heart.
所以我们要有这个爱人的心在我们里头。
Not only to see the physical aspect of their life, but also the spiritual aspect.
不仅是想到他们这个肉身的需要，更要想到他们灵魂的需要。
Let's turn to chapter John chapter 17.
我们看《宴会》的第十七章。
Verse 26.
27-26节。
John chapter 17, verse 26.
宴会十七章二十六节。
And I have declared to them your name, and will declare that the love of which you love me may be in them, and I in them.
他说我将你的名指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
So our Lord Jesus Christ, He said, I have declared to them your name.
所以主耶稣说呢，我已经把你的名指示他们了。
And will declare that the love in which you love me may be in them and I in them.
而且就使你所爱我的爱要在他们的里面，因为我也在他们里面。
We know the love of God is inside Lord Jesus Christ's heart.
我们知道这个神的爱是在主耶稣的心里。
So because of this, He wanted to declare to every single one of us.
所以他也因为这样子，他要指示每一位。
And for those of us who receive His love every single day,
我们每一天得到主耶稣的爱的,
we must declare to this love to those who do not have the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们要对那些没有得到主爱的人来宣扬主的爱。
And only then that we can truly make vengeance and be personal.
那么只有这样子做，我们才能够把传福音当作个人的事。
Everybody is out there.
因为每一个人都需要主的爱。
We the one that truly can save them.
那么我们只有借着我们才能够真正救他们。
Of course, when we say we, this means through the power of our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然说借着我们主要是借着主耶稣基督他的能力。
But if we be able to make evangelism to be personal,
但是我们都是把传福音当作个人的事的话,
for sure God will open the door of salvation for everybody.
那么神他会管开这个得救的门。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们看这个哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书的第二章,
chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
第二章的12节跟13节,
12 and 13.
12节,
Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord, verse 13.
13节,
I had no rest in my spirit because I did not find Titus my brother, but taking my my leave of them, I depart for Macedonia. You can see that Paul's life is always, you know, concerning preaching the gospel.
所以可见保罗他的生活他就是一直关心这个传福音的事。
So because of this kind of attitude,
那么因为这样子的态度,
Christ opened the gospel door for him.
所以主耶稣呢为他开的门。
So everywhere he go, he has someone to preach to.
所以每个地方去他总是有传福音的对象。
So the same thing for us.
对我们也是一样。
If we leave evangelism to every neighbors next to us, to every other brother and sister, of course, how can God be with us?
若是我们想到我们的邻居邻舍每一个人的话，那么神怎么不会与我们同在呢？
We must make evangelism to be personal.
我们要把传福音当作个人的事。
That means we ourselves go out there and preach the gospel.
就是我们个人要出去。
Don't rely on anybody else.
而不是要依赖哪一个人。
But start with us ourselves first.
而乃是从我们自己做起。
But we know the most important things for us to pray.
但是最重要我们还是要从祷告开始。
We always talk about this all the time.
因为我们常常提到这个事。
If we pray enough for sure, our heart will automatically go out there and want to save soul for Lord Jesus Christ.
若是我们有足够的祷告的话，当然我们心就要想出去来传扬主耶稣的福音。
Let's look at our last verse, Colossians.
我们最后来看哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 4.
第四章。
Colossians chapter 4, verse 3.
哥罗西书第四章的第三节。
Meanwhile, pray also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chain.
他说呢，也为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁。
If we continue to pray to our Lord Jesus Christ,
若是我们继续向主来祷告,
and for sure He will open the door of salvation for every single one of us that have the opportunity to save people's soul.
主耶稣会为我们开这个传道的门。 让我们能够救这个世上的灵魂。
Because we are the one that hold the mystery of salvation.
因为我们就是得到这个主耶稣这个福音的奥秘。
We are the one that hold the keys to life and death.
我们就是这个手里头有这个掌管生跟死的钥匙。
So every single one of us, we must go out there and make evangelism to be personal.
所以每一个人都要把这个传福音的工作当作个人的事。
Every single one of us, do it together.
若是我们这样大家一起做的话,
then for sure God will open the door for every single one of us.
那么当然主耶稣会为我们每一个人来开传道的门。
Let's rise up and sing in one hymn.
我们最后来唱一首诗。
Let's sing 284.
来唱284首。
284.
284首。
I'm sorry, 285.
285首。
285.
285首。